Let's get some reaction to proceedings here at the Lane Blades then, through 3-0 winners against Plymouth. Manager Nigel Clough is with us live on the programme. Well, really, the big talking points all came in the second half, didn't they, and penalty misses. Your thoughts on being through?
Delighted to get through, first of all. It wasn't as straightforward as the result probably sounded, but had to work very hard. Plymouth made it difficult for us. A bit flat in the first half, which is, I think, a hangover from the amount of effort that's gone in, and certainly on Tuesday night against MK Dons. A bit of lack of confidence, but I thought once we got the first goal, Jose took the first penalty away. The confidence, you could see it coming back into the players.
Because at the time, and obviously, it did seem a bit like a let-off in the course of the game because of Plymouth's penalty miss.
Yeah, turning point just after half-time. I think we've been due a break, though. No complaints about the penalty at all. I thought all three were. But, yeah, we got a little break with that. You never know, if they'd have put it in, it might have turned out differently.
And after that, I mean, three or four really good other chances, including Baxter's hat-trick chance, all went begging today.
Yeah, from good football as well. I thought once the first goal went in, we started knocking it about, we relaxed a little bit and played some good stuff, and could have been more than the three in the end. But Jersey had a great chance to make it a hat-trick. We couldn't give him much longer, so we wanted to get Flo on and give him a little run out, which worked out well.
Is it about confidence at the minute? Because at times in the first half, and it's not really about picking on him, you just thought Michael Higden was trying everything he possibly could and it just wasn't happening for him. And with that, there was an element of frustration.
Yeah, it is confidence that plays a major part in any football team and any footballer as well. But I thought he improved as well once we got that first goal. But we need the sort of players that can rise above that as well. When we're here playing in front of a big crowd, big expectation, that we need to cope with when things aren't going well. And it is the knock-on effect of not getting the results at home in the last few weeks.
Is that perhaps a trait you're looking for when the time January comes around and the business side of things starts to become more prominent? You need that type of player that can step up to the plate more.
I think we need a proven players. I don't think we need any more youngsters. We've got enough potential in the club with the ones that have come up from the academy and the under-21s and the likes of Che Adams. So I think we need proven players to actually going to go in the 11. If we sign anybody in January, it'll be to go in the team.
Mm. Because right now, all the kind of raw ingredients are there, and it almost seems as though there's still that extra 10-15% to come from this group.
We think so, and confidence is a part of that percentage as well. That's why we're hoping today is important. We didn't want to go into the big cup game in 10 days' time on the back of four or five games without a win here at the Lane. So we've got that win today. I didn't think we played as well as we did on Tuesday night.
Right.
A better team against MK Dons, but you know, we restricted MK Dons. They'd have 50 odd shots in the previous two games and they had one and scored on Tuesday. It was a very unfair result on us.
Do you think that this result, okay, it was against a League Two team, but a fairly handy one, will bring the confidence back at home? Because you yourself in the press conference the other day had highlighted the importance of this one just to get back on the winning trail at Bramall Lane.
Yeah, it was more than about getting through to the third round today. It was to get a bit of confidence back. Score three goals is nice as well. Could have had another one or two, which would have been even better. But we'll take the 3-0. We look forward to going to Fleetwood and then Southampton here.
Things really changed, didn't they, with the drama at the start of the second half. But McNulty, of all the subs, perhaps with Reed as well, they had a big impact when they came on.
Yeah, that's it. We're getting the balance. We didn't want to change too much, but we have had a hard week or so. You know, I think Jamal Campbell-Rice showed that. He's put an awful lot in the home games that we've had, and Murph as well, and they weren't quite as sparkling as they have been. So it was time just to bring Mark on. He played 75 minutes the other night and he got things going for us.
So Cavalier played today, had his hand in the goal, didn't he? What's the next stage in his development then? He's got 20 minutes or so under his belt now. What's next?
He's playing on Monday night for the under-21s against Stoke. Playing at Macclesfield, we'll get him close to probably 90 minutes, depending on how he feels. Build up his fitness throughout December, and he could be an important player for us. You know, he's another body to have around. You're looking at maybe bring some quality in on loan in January, and we'll assess if he can be that person.
Right, so no decision has been made yet as to whether he might benefit from a month or two somewhere else?
No, none at all. Well, hopefully. It's no point in sending a good player out to try and get another one in if he's with us and he's adding something to the squad. We'll keep him.
What about injuries? Obviously, a couple were missing today. Do you expect Chris O'Grady to be fit for next weekend?
We hope so. You know, he's got that calf strain, so it's just pure much how it settles down this week. But he'll be desperate too. He won't be able to play against Southampton. So it'll be the Walsall game, if not Fleetwood.
Because now all of a sudden you've got even more to think about. McNulty's come in and put in a strong performance. You've got Chris O'Grady coming back. The options seem to be a bit more, something more to consider for next weekend.
That's how it should be. So that if, after for whatever reason, if after 45 minutes or an hour things aren't working, right, one off, two off, on we go and we change it.
And Alcock, just finally, what's the latest with him?
Yeah, his back's still a bit sore. He's got a chance for next Saturday as well. But we won't be pushing him, especially with the form that Ryan Flinner showed it.
He's done well, hasn't he? He's slotted in there very well.
He's got all the attributes. You know, he's very hard-working. And I think the way that we play, we encourage our full-backs to go forward. He can get attacking as much as he can from an outside right position at times.
Do you think that that might benefit him going forward if you do have... Because, you know, Ben Davies can't be that far away either. That's somebody else that can play on the right wing. It's somebody else who can slot in there.
Yeah, that's it. It's about having the options to move them around. We're unfortunate that, you know, Craig Alcock's plays, he usually plays every week, so we lose him, and then the backup's Ben Davies. So Ryan Flynn's third choice at the moment, but he's not a bad third choice.
It's the Blades Christmas party, isn't it, now? So not a bad way to go off.
No, yeah, the lads are having a night out tonight, so hopefully you won't be reading about it.
Let's hope so. Nigel, thank you very much indeed. That's the Blades manager, Nigel Clough, with us live on Praise or Grumble on BBC Radio Sheffield.